Our study on the Holy Spirit, our helper. You need a writing utensil? Who's got the pens? Who's the helpers? Need a pen? Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 1 tonight. Praise God. Man, I'm pumped up, man. We're living in an awesome time in the kingdom. Amen. I'm like a kid in a candy store. Somebody spoke about me being hyper because I like candy. And see, I married Sugar. Jackie. I've always said it, and I'll say it again. Jackie's sugar, and everything else is artificial sweetener. Hallelujah. But tonight, as we continue our study in the Holy Spirit, our helper, we're in Ephesians chapter 1. I'm going to begin to read with verse number 10. The Word of God says that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and whom also after that ye believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. Amen. Man, that scripture and that text there is really full and is full of benefits. Amen. 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 God wants us to have a no-so mentality, not a think-so, but a no-so. Amen. When I know-so, I can do all things through Christ. When I think-so, I get beat up all the time. Hello? Look at the one next to you and say, in Christ, you and I have a no-so mentality. Not maybe so, not perhaps so, but a no-so. Hallelujah. So first I want to look at, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. We're going to look at the salvation first, the grace of God. So look with me in Acts chapter 20. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace we're saved by faith. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But first we're looking at the grace on the Ephesian elders. Amen. This is where the apostle is speaking now. We're in the book of Ephesians. So in the book of Acts, Paul and the Ephesian elders. He says in verse 21, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. And now behold, I go bound in the Spirit into Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying the bonds and the afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Amen. Everywhere we go, we're ministers of grace. The unmerited favor of God. Grace is unearned and unmerited favor from God. God didn't come into your life because you deserved it. God came into your life and to put Jesus in your life because He loved you. He loved you so much. Amen. That He drew you to His Son by the Holy Spirit, by the grace of God. Amen. Once this grace gets inside of us and it gets manifested inside of us, all of a sudden the grace gets going. I said the going. You know, He said, go in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. In my name you shall cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall take up serpents. If you drink any deadly thing, it will not harm you. You shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Amen. God doesn't want us just to be sojourning and sitting and waiting. God wants us to be going. Amen. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 1, the Apostle Paul, writing to the church of Corinth, he says this. He says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And we find the grace that gets going, amen, where salvation is coming to reach a lot of people. You know, the Lord is speaking to my heart. And he's calling back the sons and the daughters. All the sons and the daughters are returning, whether you recognize it or not. The sons and the daughters are coming back to Jesus. And they're not just proclaiming Jesus as their Savior. They're proclaiming him as their Lord. And they're coming back to serve him with all their hearts, with all their minds, and with all their souls. They're going to give him their very best. Hallelujah. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. So he says to us also, the generating in Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 18. The Apostle Paul said like this. He said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Look at the one next to you and say, if you're in Christ, you're a Christ ambassador. You are a representative of Christ to this world. Amen? Amen? You know, an ambassador is a diplomat. God wants you to know that you're a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. You're a peculiar people. You're a chosen generation. He's called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who at one time were not a people, but now are the people of God, who at one time had not obtained mercy, but now have you obtained mercy. So look at the one next to you and say, you're a chosen generation. You're a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. You're a peculiar people that you should show forth the praises of him that called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Look at the one next to you and say, I am more peculiar than you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what really makes us peculiar, church? We don't do things the way we used to do it. And for those that have been around us and they see a transformation in our lives, it's strange to them. And believe me, they're watching. So God just reminds us to let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. It's all about him. Hallelujah. So first we have the salvation, the grace, the going and sharing, the generating. Then we have the saints. Look at the one. Huh? You're a saint. You're a saint of God. You're not from New Orleans, are you? Praise God. Thank God. So first, that believe in Acts chapter 16. Are y'all with me tonight? Do you realize, whether you realize it or not, one day you will if you don't realize it right now, God is depositing something in you that you need, whether you recognize it or not. The Bible says his word will not return unto him void. It'll accomplish what he sent it to do. So I know that I heard from the Lord and I'm speaking his word, and I know it's going to accomplish something here tonight. So in Acts chapter 16, verse 30, the word of God says, and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. And they spoke unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them in the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Amen? Amen? So the first thing is, as saints, we've got to be on that only believe. All things are possible to him that believes. Amen? You know, so many times we try to look at things in the natural side. And the things with man may be impossible, but all things are possible through Christ Jesus and through our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But it's important to believe. He said, baptize and believed. As we believe, then all of a sudden, we're talking about the saints, we believe to become. That become, Acts chapter 19. Here's something that takes place when you were into some strange things before you found Christ. Has anybody been into any strange things before they found Christ? Hallelujah. The word of God says in verse 18, and many that believed came and confessed and shewed their deeds. Many of them also which used curious arts brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. And in other words, what these guys did is they didn't give away the stuff they weren't going to use anymore. Amen. That's what man does. But they destroyed it. Because if God delivered it from them, what benefit would it be to give it to someone else? Amen? In other words, all of a sudden, that's when that seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness takes place. Because it isn't about the bottom line. It's about, hey, I believe and I became. That I can battle. In 2 Timothy chapter 1. Are y'all with me? Do I ever talk too fast? Yeah. Honesty is the very best policy. Hallelujah. I try to slow down, but I don't know if I can. Huh? Wait a minute. Let me slow. Speed it up, Pastor, speed it up. Okay, I'll do that then. Fast forward. And 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. The Apostle Paul writing to his student Timothy, and we're all students of the gospel. He says, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost, which dwelleth in us. We're saints because we believed and we became, and now we can fight this battle. It's not longer I'm fighting. We fight the good fight of faith. We lay hold of eternal life, whereunto we're called to profess a good witness testimony before many witnesses. Hallelujah. I got tongue-tied there because I guess I was trying to talk too fast. Thanks for straightening me out, Mona. Hallelujah. So we find this salvation, because of the salvation in your belief, you're a saint. And God wants to remind you that you're also sealed. Amen. The seal, the sealing first, in John chapter 3. Verse 33. He that have received his testimony have set to his seal that God is true. For he whom God have sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son and have given all things into his hand. We are sealed by our trust in Jesus Christ. Amen. When Jesus said it was finished, it was a sealed deal. And what God is saying to you and I as being through our salvation, that us being saints, that we've been sealed with promise. I find here that God says the sealed in 2 Timothy chapter 2. The Apostle Paul speaking to his student Timothy. We'll begin to read at verse number 14. The Word of God says this: of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to shew thyself approved of God, unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness, and their word will eat as doth a canker, as who Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal: the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. So he tells us also we are the sealed in the sealer in Ephesians chapter 4. The Apostle Paul, Ephesians chapter 4, we're going to go with to read with verse 29. He's reminding the church at Ephesus. He said, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake have forgiven you. So God says to you and I, the seal, the sealing from God's word, we're sealed by the promise, by the sealer, which is God. Amen. Look at the one next to you and say, it's a sealed deal. Through Christ Jesus, we have our salvation. We become his saints. and we're sealed by his promise. Amen? Does anybody know what a seal looks like? A seal, you know, if there's a document and it's sealed, it's affirmed and attested, okay? Yes. Amen? And there's some things that God has hidden in his word that hasn't, the seal hasn't been broken in.
That's right.
Amen? And he's going to start, that's going to come after the trumpet sounds, and we're going to see some things that we don't know and haven't seen yet. But at the same time, God wants to remind us, hey, that of our salvation, that we're his saints and we're sealed with the promise. So if we look at that, then we are to stand the standing. 1 John chapter 4. Verse number 11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man have seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfect in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. Amen. Amen. So what is the Lord saying to us tonight? He's just constantly reminding us of who we are. We're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen? So can we just stand and we just thank God for the word tonight? Amen? You know, the word of God says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And every time you hear the word of God, whether you recognize it or not, there's a measure of faith that rises inside of you. Amen? Because the Holy Spirit loves hearing his daddy speak. And every time you speak the word, you're speaking to daddy and the son, the word of God. And the three of us are all together. So can we just thank the Lord for the word tonight? Father, we're so grateful, Father God, that you sent your word here to us tonight. That you've called and appointed us for a time such as now. That through your Son, you have saved us, Father God. You've declared us to be your saints. And you've sealed us with a promise. And all the promises of God in him are yes and amen. So, Lord, we praise you and we give you glory for all that you're doing in our hearts and our lives, Father God. May we take what was spoken tonight. May we digest it. May we meditate on it. May we apply it to our hearts and lives. And may we run with it, Father God. May we run and not grow weary and walk and not faint, because our hope and our trust is in you. Have your way in our hearts and our lives. Have your way in our households. Have your way in our workplaces. Have your way everywhere we go. And we'll never cease to give you all glory and praise, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen, amen. Amen.